This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. When the economy started to tank early on during the coronavirus pandemic, scores of homeowners suddenly found themselves unable to keep up with their monthly mortgage payments. In New Jersey, a program to delay those payments is running out for some people, and now they're wondering whether they might lose their homes. From WHYY's New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez reports.
Joe Mangino took a new job last November, and when the pandemic hit a few months later, he got laid off.
We are a apparel company, and all of our retailers basically, you know, stopped orders. We're a print shop also. The print shops kind of stopped.
Mangino owns his house in Beach Haven West, and he took advantage of a state program that let him skip his mortgage payments for 90 days due to the pandemic. The New Jersey Mortgage Forbearance Program was voluntary for banks, but his was participating. After his 90 days were up, Mangino got bad news. His bank wanted the 3 months' worth of payments in a lump sum right away.
I don't know why they would expect anybody to come up with $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 in a lump sum when for the past 90 days they haven't been able to make their basic mortgage payment.
Mangino is one of an unknown number of homeowners who used up their 90 days of mortgage forbearance and now don't know what's next. Some of the banks that participated in New Jersey's program are extending the forbearance for borrowers or setting up payment plans. But there's no blueprint for what banks have to do after the 90 days end, and other banks didn't even participate in the forbearance program at all. Housing advocates say that leaves a gap that puts homeowners at risk.
When there are homeowners who are unable to pay their bills, it is bad for everyone.
Stacy Berger runs the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey. She says banks and the government need to come up with a plan for homeowners who are struggling to pay their bills because of COVID-19 and now risk losing their homes, too.
We need to make sure that we're putting people at the front and center of the decisions that we're making and ask the banks to come up with a way to write that loss off or figure out how to work with those homeowners to make sure that they're able to pay those bills.
A bill in the New Jersey legislature would do that. It would allow homeowners who got 3 months of mortgage forbearance to tack on those missed payments at the end of the life of their loan. Housing advocates say this so-called back-ending is a common-sense solution, but some in the banking industry disagree.
You cannot force the small banks to back-end the mortgage payments. You have to allow them to work it out over a reasonable period of time.
Michael Afuso is vice president of the New Jersey Bankers Association. His argument goes like this. Banks use mortgage payments to have enough money at any given time for when a different customer, say, wants to make a withdrawal from their savings account. For small banks without the big reserves that Bank of America, for example, might have, those missed mortgage payments could mean they can't meet their other obligations.
If you have a concentration of borrowers who are not making payments, and you have a concentration of depositors that wish to withdraw the deposits, you create a liquidity risk.
Afuso says he would rather see the solution given to renters also applied to homeowners in the bill, which is that they get 6 months to pay back every missed month of payments. The state assembly passed the legislation in July, but it has yet to go up for a vote in the Senate. Although no homeowners facing foreclosure can be kicked out during the pandemic, many still want to make good on their payments to avoid trouble later on. The state rolled out a $12 million housing assistance program, but it closed just days later after the state received a, quote, substantial amount of applications. For homeowners, what they'll owe depends on what their bank is willing to take. Joe Mangino got lucky. He got his job back, then he got the news that his bank would allow him to defer the 3 months of payments to the end of his loan rather than pay it all in one lump sum.
Oh, now it's great. Now it's a big relief. Actually, now I can start hopefully stashing money away because I'm also fearful that, you know, we're going to have a second wave and God forbid we get laid off again.
From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.